Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty significant happening under the surface of the Australian economy.
Mm-hmm.
This huge rise of the self-employed. You know, the entrepreneurs, freelancers, small business owners.
Yeah, it's a massive group now, isn't it? Over 2 million people.
Exactly. 2 million. But getting finance, that's always been the tricky part for them.
Oh, absolutely. Historically, it's just been, well, cumbersome is putting it mildly, often prohibitive, really.
Compared to PAYG applicants, it's like night and day. All that paperwork, the income volatility concern.
Well, it creates a real bottleneck, or at least it did.
Okay, so that's the key point. Things are changing.
They really are, and quite dramatically. We're seeing landmark moves from two of the big players, Westpac and NAD.
The majors are stepping in seriously.
Very seriously. Look, Westpac reported something like a 30% jump year on year in their lending to the self-employed.
30%? Wow.
Yeah. That tells you this isn't just tweaking policy at the edges. It's strategic. They see the market.
Responding to where the growth is. Makes sense.
Exactly. The major banks are now really leveraging their stale to capture this market. And that forces everyone else to innovate, too.
So competition heats up. What are they actually doing? Like Westpac, for instance.
Well, the big news with Westpac is they've reportedly started accepting just 1 year of financials.
Just 1 year, down from the usual two.
That's the report, yeah. For established self-employed businesses anyway. That's a massive change. It streamlines things incredibly for a lot of people.
Huge. Okay, so that's Westpac simplifying the history needed. What about NAB? Are they doing the same thing or coming at it differently?
NAB's angle seems a bit different, but just as significant. They're really focusing on their LMI waiver program, loan mortgage insurance.
Ah, the LMI waiver. Always a big one.
Right. And they've broadened it, expanded the range of professional occupations that qualify.
Meaning
more self-employed professionals, think doctors, lawyers, accountants, that sort of thing, can potentially borrow more, a higher percentage of the property value, without paying that hefty LMI premium.
Got it. So more accessible capital, potentially better rates for those qualified professionals.
Precisely. It makes borrowing significantly more attractive for that group.
Okay, so stepping back, for you, our listener, what's the big picture here?
Well, the bottom line is the lending environment for those 2 million plus self-employed Aussies, it's fundamentally improved. It's just better.
More choice, definitely. This competition from the big banks seems to be really driving change.
It is. It's forcing innovation across the board. But, and this is important, more choice also means, well, more complexity.
Right. It's not simple anymore. The old one-size-fits-all approach is gone.
Completely gone. So your ability now, as someone navigating this, is to understand the why behind these policies, the strategy, and then apply, you know, a diagnostic process.
Like a decision tree, almost.
Sort of, yeah. Knowing your specific situation and where it fits best, it's not just about knowing, oh, Westpac does 1 year now.
It's knowing when that Westpac policy is the perfect fit. Maybe for that that high-performing sole trader with solid recent history.
Exactly. And knowing when NABI's LMI waiver is the key advantage, perhaps for that professional needing a higher LVR.
Right. And also knowing when... Actually, neither of the majors are quite right yet.
Precisely. Knowing when you still need to go straight to a specialist lender, maybe for a proper startup or a business with, you know, more unique circumstances that don't quite tick the boxes for the big banks, even the new ones.
That ability to diagnose a match, that's where the real value lies now in navigating this new landscape.
Couldn't agree more. Which brings us to a final thought, something for you to maybe mull over.
Okay.
How might all this new, easier access to finance from the major banks, how might that influence entrepreneurship trends? Could we see even more people taking the leap into self-employment or starting new ventures here in Australia because of it?
Interesting question. Food for thought.